9 and 10-year-old children who have moved to a new place, a little town in America called Oz. And they want to explore the new area. So they go into the forest and they encounter this tree and other characters that I'll tell you about as each piece goes by. First, they want to be sure to be back in the house because it's not right with their parents to be out after dark. Are in the forest, they encounter something very strange, a talking tree. Now, if this tree were an animal, he would be a chicken, because this tree is afraid of everything. And he tells the children why he's afraid. He's afraid because there's a monster walking around in the area, and the monster is peeling the bark off of trees and shooting bows and arrows at targets, and even a gun sometime. And he really doesn't quite know what to do.
My tiny sapling, and murders my friends who are dear. He knifes them and shoots them and peels off their bark. He loves breaking branches in daytime or dark. Oh, oh, I never have seen the monster. I certainly know he is near. Without us trees, you would compensate. For we brush the sky of the things that teeth. Cause we love to. Without us trees, you would probably freeze. For we trap the wind and we tame the breeze. Cause we love to. Without us trees, where would wildlife be? Where would things that scurry and run away flee? When the mulberry, peach, and apple trees die, you'll be stuck with things like rhubarb pie. Without us trees, you'd be caught in the sea, where we brush the sky up with things that teeth. Cause we love you. Without us trees, there would be disease. We retain the soil for your corn and peas. Cause we love you. Without us teeth, where would wildlife be? Where would people get syrup and sassafras tea? When there are no bananas, cherry, and plum trees, you'll be living in California.
And they say, where can we find this monster? And the tree says, I don't know, I've never seen him. But the witch who lives in Oz has his picture. So the children promise the tree that they will take up the cause of running this monster down and capturing him. They go about their way to try to accomplish this. And that's when they run into the bubble. This bubble of water has escaped from the pond in which she lives because it's so polluted with chemicals and nasty things. Just as they approach the pond to talk with the bubble, they see a little, poor little lamb lying there in the grass. Fredina, being a compassionate young lady, cuddles the lamb and sings a little song.
Freddy, what you doing with that coffee can?
It's my drum. I'm going to scare the monster out.
Doesn't make very much noise, does it? I need a drum, too.
Well, you can just clap your hands. That'll make some noise.
Not enough.
Oh, sure it will. Especially if you get all the people in Oz to help you out. Go ahead, let's go.
Freddy and I have a problem. We have to go scare a monster. Will you repeat what you hear?
call him.
About this little lamb until we were so grossly interrupted. So what more can I say? The little lamb picked up, or Cordina picked up the little lamb. She picked up the little lamb and she sang a song with the words by William Blake. opera, when the opera is presented as an opera should be presented, sets, costumes, and everything, the audience is an integral part. As you have seen an example of this evening, the audience must participate. When the children encounter the bubble who has escaped from her pond, she has some of the last of the clean water with her. And when that supply is gone, she will no longer be. The bubble is kind of an airhead. And she has no emotion. She simply tells you how it is. But the children are highly emotional, and they listen to what the bubble says. Now, you have a role in this song. When the bubble comes out and makes bubbles, you have to do this. Just as fast as you know how. Let's have a sample. Beautiful. I think maybe some of us have been in the same choir. And you must keep the bubbling going until you find the last bubble disappears. So every time you see bubbles, what are you going to do? And then when the last bubble is gone, don't be a bubblehead. Just keep going. It seems that there's one person who hasn't shown up and who, of course, will never graduate. And it's things like this before a performance that causes a composer to lose sleep. Maybe we can get someone to sight read the ditty.
Every day.
do something about this.
We promise.
Let's shake.
The bubble, where can we find this witch who seems to have a picture of the monster? The bubble said, I've always been at the bottom of the pond when the monster was around. I don't know. So the children go on their way, and as they're traveling, a funnel of wind comes down from the sky, and it is the wind himself, unable to determine which direction to blow. The atmosphere is so cluttered with dust and exhaust fumes that he's simply confused. And he has in his company tornadoes, typhoons, hurricanes, blizzards, and that's where you come in. You are his chorus, you are his company. So he's gonna sing to you, and you should accompany him. Let's rehearse. You sing what I sing. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, where can you go?
Oh, where can you go?
Isn't that easy? So the wind will let you know when to blow.
When the wind takes a holiday in Bermuda, and the sun turns into a barracuda, it's got to bite the human race and drive it all through some other place. But there isn't another place out in the sea where there doesn't need to be a pleasant breeze. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
How can you go?
How can you go?
Where the wind will never blow. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
To really make me say, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oz's house? His eyes were too blurred to see the Witch of Oz. So when he goes on his way, so do the children. And they run into something amazing. They run into a parrot from Uruguay who has flown all the way from there to here because she can't find anything decent to eat. And she's trying to get into a woodshed that says human food inside.
My name is Totty Totty Pebble. I flew up here because I can bear it. Where there is nowhere I can go to find it.
Poblinda. And Poblinda's beak gets stuck. And along comes Blue Jay. And Blue Jay is from Georgia. And he knows how to date. He has three girls at a time. So he and the Blue Jays are going to dine tonight. When they go and approach the food shed, they're not aware that the children and Poblinda are hiding behind it. And Blue Jay promises his dates, "We're gonna dine tonight."
We're gonna dine tonight. It's gonna be alright. hasn't got this much of past. I never mean to appear conceited, but all the other birds are grand. If you will look up James in his tree, then you will learn it ain't no mystery. Why the James was always healthy, they was wise as a bud.
Come out to ask the Blue Jays for help with Paulina's beak. Reluctantly, they say that they can take Paulina to the camp of their chief, the eagle. When they arrive at the camp, they find all of the birds in the whole area lying around on the ground, terribly ill, and even their chief has to be called Ill Eagle. Ill Eagle. Ill Eagle has to complain about how things really are. The Wizard of Oz lives, because we think she has a picture of the monster who is making all of the birds ill. And to their surprise, the answer is affirmative. Because the eagle had an eagle eye, he had seen the place, very remotely located, so much so that even the mailman couldn't find it. So when Freddie asked Blue Jay, "Why does the witch live in a place like that?" the Blue Jay says, "Well, you got to be someplace. And everybody's looking for a place to be."
Blue
House and the children follow. But the children know that a witch is a bad character, so they feel that it might be wise to lie in the grass and watch for a while. The witch is busy chiseling the sculptures that she has sitting in her yard. And as she is working, she seems very happy, very effervescent. And she turns around and says, "What an absolutely marvelous day this is. I agree with Robert Louis Stevenson."
When the day returns, crawl up with morning faces and with morning. Thank you.
Now, the children know that this must be a good witch. So Freddy dares to come out and approach her. Fredina, being more cautious, stays hidden. When Freddy addresses the witch, he says to her, "I understand that you have a picture of the monster, and it would make me very happy to see it." And so she says, "Happy? That's a good thing. Happiness is a very good thing." By sending him a coupon for a portrait of himself. Being an egotistical character such as he is, the kind of man who will wear a tuxedo with tennis shoes, he finds his way through their careful directions to the place where the sculptures are made. And when they agree on the plan, they congratulate each other and say, "Consider it done.
If you want to capture an army of monsters, you must first have to capture the general."
"Is the general's name Eric Ten Smith?"
"Oh, I would love to get him on the end of my wand. Eric Ten Smith, that so-called champion of progress, ruined everything so much that I thought all people were monsters. You children have restored my faith in humanity."
"Does Eric Ten Smith know you, Miss Witchley?"
"Well, he's seen me taking pictures of him. He loves to be photographed. His ego is immense.
If he thinks you are a photographer, and he's willing to come here and pose for a fully picturesque..."
"And statue."
"Oh, we could capture him, right? What a great idea."
"Consider it done.
A coupon for Natura Studios." "Consider it done."
"Oh, this will be fun."
"And all of us here will dance the tears and meet the fun."
To capture you and make a man on all your thoughts and in your walk, because you are an awful man.
We'll send him a note.
We'll trap the old goat.
I'll turn him into a block of wood that can make him float.
Keep you in your place.
no one comes to walk or cry. Oh, do be safe. You can rely.
He's not a friend.
He will make a mess. A little friend that doesn't know a thing. He only pretends.
And they have a discussion about progress. That is, right before he becomes an artwork. In the garden with the other statues.
It comes from working hard. It's gain made by the yard. It's positive success. It's seldom no and always yes. That is what I say about progress.
How can we make good progress? Should people plant more trees? Should they protect the sea? And if they don't, is that progress?
Can anyone believe it's progress to do away with birds and then make it right through words? Is there any sense to progress?
Progress, progress,
everything
is progress.
Progress, progress, let's go! Show progress, you can't be slow! Progress, progress, progress! Oh, no.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
Can't.
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 What shall we say is progress? Should we all be the same and drive ourselves for fame? And if we don't, is that wrong?
This is what I say about progress. It's setting up a plan. It's being the top man. It's making use of time. It's counting every dime. That is what I say about progress.
How can we make good progress? If we could make a wish, would it be for some fish so we could fill a poor man's dish? And if we wouldn't, is that progress?
Can anyone believe it's progress to fish the oceans dry? To shoot all birds that fly or foul up the air with smoke? Is progress just a joke?
Progress, 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 is progress, everything is progress.
Progress, 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 progress,